It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
Oh, look who it is.
We're
back. It's your old pal, Scott and Carter, here once again.
On a Monday.
We might be a generation apart, but look at me and my cool spiked necklace here.
Yeah, you're part of it.
It's a collar, right?
Choker, collar.
But that makes me seem a little weird and sus.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Like if I walked around in public in this, what are people going to say?
You don't have the rest of the
just
the
like
aesthetic
what if
going
this
on.
This is the only thing I have
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's it. You look a little weird.
Yeah, this is real stupid.
A little goofy.
But Carter wanted me to wear it for some reason.
It looks good. It's the only one I have that'll fit your neck.
Hey, now.
I'm just being honest.
Why? I don't have that thick of a neck.
I know, but it's the only one that would fit you.
Here, how do you take it off?
It's like a belt. There you go. Okay. You got it.
Oh, my gosh. Here. You have it.
I'll put it on.
You have it forever. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's a Monday. That means time for Monday show things. If you miss the pre-show, you miss things like this.
Женская right. пара.
Oh, yeah.
This is German for German. Ladies. It's for or doubles ladies or something like that. Yeah. Sorry, this is German for ladies.
Domsky.
And if you Domsky. Missed the yeah. pre-show, you can join us on Patreon
yeah.
and see all of the pre-shows.
That's right. Pre-show, post-show, other cool stuff. And big thanks to everybody who's joined so far. We've got a decent little crowd forming.
Yes, you're all my favorites.
Yeah. You're going to be our favorites until somebody else takes your place. Ooh, a zing. Hey, something I forgot about. Also, why isn't it switching to your camera? There it is. Okay, that was weird.
I am the spiky one now.
We have so much to catch up on. So first, let's do this. Remember that little girl?
Oh,
that
yes,
call?
Yes.
Okay, check this out.
Lila, I believe, was her name.
Lila, I believe.
She was very cute. She called in.
Lila?
I think so.
You know what? Let's make sure about this.
She called in and asked for a unicorn.
Hold on. Was it Lila? I'll feel bad if I get it wrong. She's excited. Here we go. Lila, that's right. Yeah. I just want to make sure we don't screw it up.
I remember things.
You do remember things occasionally. All right. I'll put it up here. Oh, whoops. This doesn't necessarily mean Carter has time to do these all the time, but we wanted to make sure.
No, we're not setting a precedent, but I did, in fact, draw a unicorn for this little girl.
Yeah.
Because she's cool.
She's a total sweetie. And look at this thing.
She's cooler than the rest of us.
Yep. I love this. This is great art. It even looks like her. We've seen pictures. We're not going to put those up, but she's a total sweetheart. And this looks like this is like her dream. It's a unicorn.
I'm so happy.
And she's riding on the unicorn.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. So anyway, that's what Carter did for this kid. So Lila, if you're listening, I think she's watching with her dad. Congratulations. You need to rub this into the sister's face a little bit. Have her feel, you know, jealous.
Don't be mean to your sister.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Oh. I mean, when you're the young one, you don't get very many opportunities to kind of pull one over on the older one.
Yeah. Me and my sister did not like each other growing up. So try to like your sister.
You guys were fine. It was mostly Taylor. You were fine. Taylor was just kind of a crank. She felt
we did not like each other. I think because she was the oldest and I was the second. And so she felt a little threatened by me.
Yeah.
But now I can see that at the time.
Well, it's because you moved in. You moved in on
her
territory. You were the new one. She was here getting all the attention for 3 full years.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you're not, you know, we had to go to zone defense.
Yeah.
Or no, man to man.
We were not nice to each other is the main thing.
I mean, sure. What I'm trying to say here is you were fine. Your sister was mad.
Yeah, but then that made me mad.
But then you would do it.
And so I would melt her Barbie's hair onto the cement outside.
That's right. I also would like to share how Carter can't do anything if it's on microphone and if it's serious at all. She just can't do it.
No, I cannot.
So I'm going to play something.
No.
I'm going to play this.
No.
Yes, it's old.
What?
It's not that old. It's kind of recent.
Oh, I hate this.
When we were trying to come up with this thing...
Our
intro.
That's not old at all. That was like a week ago.
I know. And when she did this at the end.
What were you talking about?
That part. Well, we were trying
to
get her
to record it.
She had to do a straight version of that.
I cannot, with any kind of voice acting, any kind of like, all right, say this thing. I can't. I get real nervous.
She gets real giggly and nervous. So I just wanted to share what that was like. It's just a little audio.
All right.
All right. So here you go.
Enjoy. All right.
Listen.
Give me a few of those. You know you're
going to
laugh.
Wait, shush.
One more.
Okay. I
hate it.
You laugh so hard.
I can't. Do it. I can't. I'll literally like try to like compose myself and it just gets worse and worse for some reason.
I don't know why. That's so funny to me.
I've been recorded my whole life. I should not be like this.
Yeah. No, it's true. You've been on my, and you've never been shy.
No, I just can't seem to.
Even now you're not shy. You're just like, if someone wants to do something formal, like just get on and talk, you can do it.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, all right, everyone, shh. Carter has to read a thing.
I've had to do it for like classes and stuff where I'd have to do a voiceover or like a video thing. Yeah. And even then, even alone in a room, I can't do it. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I understand. I know what it is. It's
stage fright?
No, because you laugh. It's something else.
When I'm nervous, I laugh. When I'm sad, I laugh. When I'm angry, I laugh.
Oh, yeah. That's the other good thing. So if you ever...
I laugh at everything.
If you're ever with Carter for real and... she's having, like, even if she's really mad, like the maddest you've seen her, just making a face, just pissed.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is go like that, and she'll laugh. And she'll hit me, but she'll laugh.
It makes me more mad, but I can't stop laughing.
She laughs her little head off.
I laugh through my emotions.
That's right. Humor is the best medicine. That's what they always say.
Laughter is the best medicine. Oh. Yeah. Not humor.
Wait. Is that right?
Yes.
Laughter is the best. Humor is not the best. Humor is not the best medicine. Although you can't have laughter without humor, so it's kind of the same.
Maybe.
Right?
Manic, depressive laughing.
In the olden times, people would get the humors.
The humors.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got the humors.
Or the vapors they would
have. The vapors. That's what it is.
But it was because of the four humors, and the four humors were bodily. I found this out recently. So I always thought somebody's humors were getting to them, or their humors are off balance. I went, oh, well, that's like...
What is that, though?
Some kind of weird attitude thing.
I just thought women would faint a lot.
The humors are like fluids. So it's like saliva, blood. I forgot the other two were.
Why are they called that?
Snot, like boogery things.
Like mucus.
Maybe pee is one. But they're all... That's what it is. If one of your humors is off, it means you get like bad pee or bad
tear
ducts.
Our bodies love to produce mucus.
Dude, our bodies are awesome. 96 whatever percent water. Of course, we're going to be leaking all over the place.
Water.
Well, I mean, it is a form of water.
Yeah.
You could strain me and drink me.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
Like in, in Dune and Dune 2, there's all sorts of preservation of water.
I'm happy for you and you and your dunes.
I love Dune.
I know.
But they wear the whole suit. They pee in those suits.
Yeah.
They recycle it.
Converts it.
Yeah. They get the little nose unit. Blue eyes.
You're never going to stop talking about this movie.
Dude, I'm so into it.
For the next 5 years at least.
I loved that second movie so much, and it so perfectly created the best six-hour movie possibly
so
of my lifetime.
I'm so happy for you.
You'll like it, too.
I'm sure I will, but I haven't seen it yet, and I won't see it in theaters.
Why?
It's because money.
Oh, money. You went and saw Godzilla twice.
I know. But I get those on
money.
I got crazy discounts and stuff. Me and my friends only go when there's like a major deal.
Why don't we go on a Tuesday when it's like $5 Tuesday?
I'm poor.
You don't have to be poor anymore.
Anyway. Good heavens.
Anyway, so we're back. A couple things also since the last time we did one of these. That is this. Apparently, we really struck a nerve at the whole like I stole your chocolate thing.
Stop sending us chocolate.
Or keep doing it. I don't
care. We have so much.
So we didn't ask for this, but
no,
we got chocolate. Not only replacement, like actual Reese's peanut butter cups for you, but
So
sugar free versions for me.
Amy
and Chuck.
Chuck. Oh my gosh, I could not.
That's who it came from. It was Amy and Chuck Robinson.
Amy and Chuck sent us me a whole bunch of peanut butter cups and you sugar free peanut butter cups. The actual like Reese's ones, which I didn't.
Yeah, but I have to be careful though because those have sugar alcohols in them.
Don't eat a million, like freak.
I eat one.
They'll make you poop.
If you eat more than one, if you eat more than three, I think is the serving thing. Like let's say you eat four
everywhere.
You'll just have the
diarrhea.
The diarrhea. And then Mike Pacholik sent. Oh, I don't have it here. What did he send?
Oh, Mike Pacholik.
Do you have the note?
No. I don't know where the note is. Mike Pacholik sent me like this big giant bag of Reese's Cups.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Tons of circus peanuts.
Which I very much appreciate.
Have you already eaten it all?
Thank you very much. No, I have not.
Shouldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll make you sick. Don't
I've
do
eaten
it.
One bag.
Anyway, that was really nice. And he had some note in there that said none of this is for Scott.
This is not for Scott.
Yeah.
However.
I knew that. Oh, wait. You're going to open something on air?
Also, Amanda.
On. Let me see that.
I can't. Shoot. Can I don't have that note either.
Look at this. Oh. I guess you could have held it up.
Amanda, who's hopefully in the chat, because I can't remember what your chat name was.
Amanda, you came and you left without taking. Is that how the song goes?
I don't know.
Sugarfina.
Sugarfina. We haven't opened this yet because we don't know what
it
is.
You open it on air. We're going to put a camera on Carter.
She sent this, and one of them sugar-free.
Here, let's have some music. This is some music for opening gifts. All right, we got this from Amanda. Amanda sent me something also, but what is it?
Little candies.
Don't hold back. Hold it up.
I'm trying to pull them out. There we go. Cabana banana.
Oh, what are these?
I don't know. They look like gummies, maybe? They could be chocolates.
Oh, they look like peanuts.
Sugar-free dark chocolate almonds.
Oh, I know who those are for. Here, because you don't
swap them out.
You don't like not chocolate.
And I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay, does it say... Oh, let's banana find out if these cabana. Are alcohols. Yep, sugar alcohol is 9 grams. I just had to be careful.
Don't eat the whole freaking pack like a weirdo.
Well, look.
This is so nice, though. These are like fancy pants. I'm going to keep these little containers and make something out of them.
Oh, yeah, what are... These are cool, aren't they? Yeah. Like little... I don't know how to describe these people at home.
It's like a dice box
video.
Almost.
Yeah, it's like a...
Like a see-through plastic cube.
It's like something you'd keep the Lisan Al Gaib in.
I forgot. I also got tiny dice I was going to show on the show, but I forgot them upstairs.
Yeah, Carter went to a pirate festival. Pirate market. And they had pirates.
But it was like 90% D&D stuff.
Why do you suppose there were so many people trying to look like Johnny Depp in those Caribbean movies?
Because
Caribbean
they encouraged
movies.
People to dress up.
Yeah, but why would you all choose to do that? Just seems dumb.
Well, it's okay. So we were
get creative.
I was
everyone.
Eavesdropping on some of the Johnny Depp's.
You were dropping eaves.
I was dropping eaves,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
And apparently, there's like a whole community of people who like do this, who like dress up as Captain Jack Sparrow and like do parties and stuff. Yeah. It's like a whole community.
Sure. Of course. So, pirates are...
I guess
they
a bunch
go,
of those guys were
they
there.
Like to go together. That it's, you know what that's like? That's like the... What how's it smell?
It smells really weird.
They look like nuts. Is it good or is it just pure like candy?
Oh my gosh. It's just banana.
Really?
You want to try it?
How much sugar's in it? Like a lot? Like more than...
21 sugars for 15 pieces. You could have one.
Oh, I can have one. Give me one of those. All right, I'm going to try it right here on the air.
Smell it first.
It looks like
it smells really odd.
It looks like a wet walnut.
It almost tastes like like banana bread, like bananas that are a little bit ripe, like too ripe to just eat, and you make banana bread out of them.
Oh, that's good.
What? No,
that I could eat.
They're mine.
Jerks. All I got is these diarrhea balls.
Can I have one of those? I'll open them up.
All right.
Anyway, thank you, everyone. I have so much chocolate now.
To answer the Wraith, we do not get Jaffa cakes here in the States, although I had a British friend bring them once, but you have to order them.
No, there's a store.
Where?
In Draper,
I think. Of a British market.
It's a British market. It's called Pirato's.
Pirato's has...
Yeah, Pirato's has Jaffa cakes.
Okay.
They're good.
All right.
That's how I tried Jaffa cakes.
I went to the Asian market, the downtown big Chinatown looking thing.
Yeah, the Chinatown market's awesome.
It is awesome. My gosh. And they've added a bunch of stuff. They put a new bakery in there, and the food, it was a Saturday, which was a mistake because it was packed with people. We were standing room only in there.
That market, too, it's like wall-to-wall shelves that are just like so close together. You can barely get through them anyway.
Yeah.
And then on a Saturday when there's a million people, just ugh.
Yeah. And there was a crab the size of... Let's see if I got a photo of this. I do, I think. There was this huge Dungeness crab.
This will not surprise you, but every time I see those crabs, I just want to save them.
Why? Because you love them?
I just want to buy them and have like a pet crab.
Here you go, chat. That doesn't show how big it is. That thing is about the size of a small dog. It was about the size of Rainer.
Small, a child, if you will.
Okay, that's probably better.
Child size.
How do you get the light? Oh, there it is. Look at that. You see that moving?
That's so cool.
I don't know how fresh that stuff is.
When I was in Japan, there was... Well, they're alive. That's as fresh as you can get.
I don't mean them. I mean the water they're soaking in. I'm sure these are alive because he's moving. But look at this pee water. This isn't good for anybody.
I mean, no. It's definitely not.
But I guess that's what you do. No. Anyway, everything there is very authentic. We got some kimchi and Kim got some daikon and what else did we get? I don't know. I think we annoyed some people.
Why?
Because I'm a big, tall, white guy and everybody in there was Korean, Chinese, Japanese, some sort of Asian descent.
Me.
And I was this big, tall, freaking dumb-looking white dude. And I'm looking around for other dumb-looking white dudes because usually I'll see some. Not Saturday.
Why are you looking for other white guys?
Just so I don't feel
looking for your pack.
I feel like such a freaking minority.
Be nice to people.
I was nice to everybody. I just felt like I'm on display because everybody's going, oh,
you are like above everybody.
Yeah, because I'm above everybody. It's really annoying. 6'4" is not the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
KT Data is six foot though, and he's like a normal height guy. But you were like raised here, dude, because you ate our terrible food that makes us all have like gigantism. Unlike the real Asians.
I found that the real Asians. Japan was way shorter than Korea. I will say that.
Wait.
Those are the only two Asian countries I've been to, but yeah, the people are way shorter in Japan, and like everything was shorter in Japan. Like the hotel, everything was like lower to the ground. The toilets, like this tiny toilet.
The books, the movies, they're all shorter.
Everything's little. Mm. No, but Korea definitely is a taller country.
Yeah, they're also, so China, I was only in Japan for a night and a day. And so I don't know if I can compare these two, but it felt like everybody in China was much, much shorter. Or at least I just really stood out. I just looked like the biggest weirdo. I looked like a weed in the middle of a sea of normal people because everyone else is there. No, and then there's this one pale pink man sticking up going, what's going on? I don't speak the language. Where's Dong Wong?
I'm 6 foot. But I, in Japan, like we'd be in the subway and I could just see over everyone. And occasionally you'd see a tall person. It was just like.
Yeah. But all the ladies liked you. We talked about that. The little old ladies were like, ooh.
Oh yeah. In Korea, the old ladies love me.
Ah, beautiful bald girl, they'd say.
Something like that.
That was a voice that wasn't meant to be rude. Uh-huh. Or anything.
Sure.
It was very even keeled. All right, everybody calm down. Anyway, I just turned my PC on. Well done. All right. So thanks for all the chocolate, you guys. You're all insane. Lovely. And we think you're amazing. And we all had a really good laugh this week about that stuff showing up.
It was really funny.
I also got, Patrolic sent me one other thing, but it's for TMS and I don't know where mom put it. But TMS. It also looks good. I'm going to try it tomorrow. Okay, we're also going to do something today that I meant to say something earlier so y'all could get in there, but this is for the live chat. If you guys want to help us choose a title for the show, we're going to start using Bio Cow's awesome tool over at frogpants.showbot.tv. Here, I'll shtick it in the,
it's very exciting,
in the deal here so that y'all have it handy. Submit a title and vote on the titles you like. And at the end of the show, Carter and I will go through these and pick ones we like.
Yeah.
Frogpants.showbot.tv. And it will be, unlike TMS where we build like a whole read out of it, we just pick one. But
just a title to name the episode.
Yep. So try to get in there. The best ones are often the most voted for, which weights them higher, but doesn't mean that one down low might not get it. Okay. So watch for that. What else is going on? I know. We have so much backup like crap to read.
Do we? Okay.
Should we just go?
Go nuts. I'm going to look. I wrote something down to talk about, but I don't remember what it is.
What was it?
This is why. Oh, okay.
Is it a life-altering piece of business? You looking at your phone?
Oh, I wanted to clarify something.
Oh,
so last week, was it last week? I think I talked about, or someone called in and was like telling us how they don't like
women.
No.
Dogs.
No.
Black people.
You were here.
What was it?
When people say anyone can draw.
Oh, I wanted to clarify something. Right.
Because I got a lot of messages this week about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying that everyone must draw. You don't have to draw if you don't want to.
Well, who thinks that's what
you're
saying?
I got some messages, regardless.
Okay. Right.
People shouldn't... my point is people shouldn't not draw on the basis of talent.
Or what they perceive to be talent.
So if I don't want people to say, well, I want to draw, but I'll never be a great artist because I'm not talented. Like, don't do that. Do what you want. Draw, work on it. Everyone can improve. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also, don't use lack of talent as an excuse to steal from artists. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Did you get into a kerfuffle with somebody?
No.
No?
That's just my own personal...
Have a difference of opinion? Bonk heads with the public? No?
No. It's fine.
That's good. That's good.
It's all good. I just wanted to point, like, I'm not saying you have to draw. Just... If you want to, don't let anyone stop you if you want to.
Well, I'm saying you have to draw. I'm saying stop everything right now.
Right now.
Get a pen, get a piece of paper, draw.
I'm actually drawing right now.
What are you drawing?
You.
Are you going to share this at the end of the thing?
No.
Like you did the one with the bum?
I mean, I don't know if I like it.
What was that one? The pepperoni bum or what was it?
Nipple butt.
Nipple butt. Pepperoni butt.
Pepperoni bum.
I don't know why. I don't know why I thought of it that way. All right. I'm going to read some. We'll go oldest to newest here.
Okay.
Okay. We got some catching up to do. These all came to us either live and we couldn't get to them or later on at 801-471-0462. Please use it at your leisure. I also have a phone call to play.
Okay.
That'll be fun. We'll get to that in a minute.
Very exciting.
Circus peanuts taste like spice. He who controls the peanuts controls the universe. They didn't give a name, but I love whoever this is because they're where I am.
You love that show.
Dune.
Movie.
Show. What are you?
Show
from Utah?
Movie.
It's a Utah thing to call movie
the
shows.
The show.
My dad did it.
Welcome to the show.
Or I'll say to some, I do this now. I'll say to Darren, I'm like, oh yeah, did you see Across the Spider-Verse? He goes, oh, that's such a good show. And that's normal here. There's something in
I think there's a generational thing, though, because me and my friends will not do that. And we'll be like, oh, no, I meant movie.
Well, I don't do it.
If we do do it.
But a lot of people that are my age do it.
Because you're old.
But I'm also kind of a child inside and I've been playing anime games. And I got called.
I got called
a weeb this week. Someone called me a weeb. So I had to look it up because I don't really know what a weeb is.
Yeah.
Here, let me give you the definition of a weeb.
Whoops, I kicked my camera. I apologize.
Oh, they didn't get to see it. That would have been great. It was all jiggly and wiggly and stuff. Here, let me move it a little. There you go.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Not this guy. There was a baseball player named Weeb Eubank, but that's not who I'm looking for here. We're looking for Urban Dictionary. Here we go. Weeb. A weeb is a person who is interested in anime and Japanese culture. There is an important difference between a weeb and a weebo or weeboo.
Weeaboo.
Weeaboo.
Yeah.
Okay, weeaboo. The latter is a person who's denounced their own culture, believe they are or want to become Japanese. They have a waifu or body pillow.
Oh, Lord.
of some sort and watch hentai. Weebs are normal people who like anime and may have some merch. So here's the use case. A weeb says, dude, I just have to say it. I like anime. The friend says, F, I don't want to be friends with you, a weebo, a weeby, weeaboo.
Weeaboo.
And then the weeb says, I'm not a weeaboo. I'm not creepy about it, and I don't want to be Japanese. I am just, let's see, I just like that genre of TV. Do you think that's a fair definition?
Yeah.
A and B.
I was going to say.
It sounds derogatory. I don't care who you are.
The problem with weeb is like people think it's a weeaboo, which is definitely a problem kind of person who I knew so many of these kids growing up who just like think that Japan is the better culture and I want to be Japanese.
Their only exposure to it was like waifus. Full Metal Alchemist or something. That's all they had.
Or
Dragon Ball Z.
You know what the difference is they are often, what's the word?
Lame?
No. Yes.
Beat upable? Put in the locker
beat-up-able?
And lock them in there fifth period
what's
and hope the teacher finds them? I don't know. Poindexters? Dork
no,
faces?
They
cheese muffins?
They do. What's it called? Whenever you fetishize. They fetishize Japanese culture.
Yeah.
And that's gross and it's bad.
That's why I don't like
that labeling anyway. I'm just like things and stop. Stop.
How about this one? Second definition says weeb, someone who Naruto runs to be first in the lunch line. Use case is my cousin is such a weeb.
I like that one.
Oh, that's a cousin. It's weeb. Weird. Weeb.
They don't want to be too closely related.
And you only want to read the first two when
you go to
Urban Dictionary. Don't read more than that. That's my recommendation.
I agree completely.
All right. There's one message. I don't like this weeb business. Here's one. This one says, hold on a moment, please. Here we go. Good morning. The Monday show. I'm originally from New Hampshire.
That's where
the American hobbits live.
Oh.
As opposed to Pennsylvania, where the American vampires live. Pennsylvania!
Transylvania!
And we are the only state in the country that has no seatbelt or helmet laws for those over the age of 18. And it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
But our state motto is live free or die. So I guess that means, or I guess they
you
mean
get
it.
To live free and die on the road.
Have a lovely day, Scott and Carter. Absolutely love this show. Makes me want to call my dad. Ha ha. Amanda. Aww. Oh, it's Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. Amanda Huggins.
Amanda. That's a song, right?
I don't know.
You came and you took without taking.
I don't think it's
taking.
Amanda. It's.
And you left, gave it away. Oh, Mandy. Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy.
Because there's no, oh, Amanda.
No, it's Mandy. I mean, Amanda could be Mandy.
Yeah, screwed that
up.
That's
like a nickname.
And look, if I'm a weeb, then I was a weeb in high school and junior high when I was watching G-Force, freaking Voltron.
My point is, it's stupid
Transformers
labeling
Gen
and separating
1.
People like this.
I agree, it's stupid. So when you go, oh, you're a weeb now, it's like, I'm going to put my foot so far up your butt, the only word you'll be able to say is weeb. You'll just, the rest of your life, weeb, weeb. That's all you'll
weeb.
Get.
Weeb.
All right.
That's it.
I'm feeling violent today.
You really are.
It's all this anime. I mean, I'm watching Attack on Titan now. What's wrong with
me? Oh my gosh, Attack on Titan is violent.
I really like it though.
You should watch Chainsaw Man.
Can you imagine a 40-foot tall naked guy was out front of just your gate going,
the way they run is so silly.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I love it.
I do love it. I actually really like it. Here's one.
I have recommendations.
Monday show to bring last week's Circus Peanut Endangered Banana flavor back into video games. And Balatro is an awesome card game I'm playing on Steam.
Okay.
There is a banana joker called the Gross Michael that has a 1 in 4 chance of destroying itself, coinciding with the disease-susceptible but widely grown prior to 1960 banana by the same name.
Oh, that's kind of cool. A little history fact with your video game.
It says today's resilient banana is the Cavendish, which another banana joker in Balatro has a 1 in 1,000 chance of destroying itself.
Oh.
And only shows up in the shop after a player loses a Gross Michael. Or Mitchell?
Mitchell?
M-I-C-H-E-L. What would you say? Michael?
Mitchell? I don't know.
Nickelodeon. All right. I didn't know about that. That's cool. Boy, a lot of banana talk about the flavor of the stupid peanuts. That's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, because I was sent Circus Peanuts, I did taste them and I thought like, okay, is this banana flavored? And I can see it. It's just not the same kind of banana flavoring everything else has.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm going to try. Can I have a nibble of one? And then I want to make a determination.
Sure.
I'm not going to eat a whole peanut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Dude, I really don't like those.
I know.
Those sugar concentrated nightmares. All right. We talked about the die. Where is it? Where's the D20 that we've been rolling?
Oh, here it is.
Do you want to do a quick roll?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right. What's the
stakes?
Stakes.
Six.
You have to clean up dog poop tomorrow if you get it. If you win, if I lose, I have to do it.
Okay. So the dog poop chore
dog poop
is on the line.
Chore.
Okay. 14.
14? Jeez. Do I have any bonuses? I don't. I'm scared now. Not that I was probably going to have to do this anyway. That's what's stupid about it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 17, baby.
Damn it.
Look.
All right.
Right there. See? Now.
No, I can see it.
The reason this matters, the reason we're bringing up the die again is this person, Damien, wrote in. Says, okay. Hey, Scott, listen to the last Monday show, episode 5. And at the end, you rolled dice with Carter. You rolled either a 6 or a 9 and couldn't tell because it had no underscore. The thing is that the underscore is not needed. Did you know that? It's not needed.
Why?
Well, here's what he says. When you look at the face of the die, the bottom of the number you rolled is always aimed toward the face and never towards the point.
Oh.
Knowing that can easily tell the difference. So a 6, for example, let's find the 6. Where is it? That's a 9. We'll do the 9. Or no, we'll do the...
It's one of them. Figure it out.
This is a 6.
Wait, let me see. Let me see.
So that's a 6.
No, that's a 9. He said the bottom of the number is facing the flat part.
Sorry, I'm being stupid. That is a 9.
That's a 9. Nine!
See? Because it sits on the bottom of the pyramid, not the point.
Yeah.
It sits on the bottom, the flat. And then the other
that
one
makes sense.
Is the other way, and that's how you know.
What if it's just not the other way?
It better be.
Not on that dice.
If it's not, I'll be so annoyed. Oh, no, there it is. There's a 6.
Okay.
So sitting on the bottom. You're right.
Wow, we learned something today.
I know. I didn't know this at all. This is cool.
I feel dumb.
He even sent illustrations of this. Here, can you see this?
Wait, really?
Can I put this over here? Yeah. Do you not see it?
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Is it easier to see there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really hard to see on that side because there's a bunch of stuff in the way.
I want to work that so I can tilt it more for when you're on, but anyway. Okay, well, thank you for that, Damien, Spawn of Satan. We appreciate it.
Oh, Spawn of Satan. That's so cute.
Well, I mean, Damien is the Spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Whoops. It's supposed to be this.
audio listeners,
he just punched my camera. Yeah, and it moved weird. All right, here's one. I'm just catching up here. This is Tony, and this is a fun little picture to go along with the voicemail I left for the Monday show about dad stealing candy. Oh, this is the guy that left the voicemail.
Oh, we get a voice. Now we do the voicemail.
I didn't realize he did a companion piece here. So
let's make sure that we actually listen to it.
Let's play this. Here we go.
Give me a few of those.
No, that's you. Hold on. Where is it?
Don't play that again.
Did I not get,
it's embarrassing.
Did I not get it in here? Why isn't it? Hold on to your butts. Did I screw up? I may have screwed up. No, I got it. Try here.
Hey, Scott and Carter. This is Tony. I'm calling about episode 4 about the missing candy. Scott, I am going to take your side on this. I have 2 young children myself. One's just about to turn 13 and the other just turned 10. And I do that all the time around holidays, around anytime the kids get a bunch of candy, treats, anything like that. I like to call it dad tax. And as far as I'm concerned, that will continue through until the day I can no longer breathe oxygen. I even have a T-shirt that says dad tax on it, and it entitles me to 10% of any candy or treats that they get. So, yeah, fun little parental law you can enact going further. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
All right. Thanks. I'm showing this to the chat room. Carter, you can see it.
Yeah.
Dad tax. /dad tax.
I am 20, almost 27 years old.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I buy my own candy.
Why are you so old now?
Don't eat my candy. It's uncool.
But look what he says. Portion of an item that dad is entitled to when he buys something for his kids. Number 2.
But
and shoes for food isn't poisonous. So he's taking a risk. Also, it doesn't have an age limit.
Yes, but he buys something for the kids. You did not buy my candy bar.
That's true.
I bought it with
but my I buy you all sorts
adult
of things.
Adult 26-year-old money.
I buy you all kinds of things.
Like what?
It's food. There's groceries here. The
food, the roof over your head.
The sustenance. Anyway, that was amazing. I like dad tax. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's one for the Monday show. Hello, good people. Carter requested pictures of pets. And thanks to my wife, the menagerie in our house has grown. We now have 2 cats, Samantha and Bartleby.
Aww.
A leopard gecko named Bruni. A golden lab named Rosie. And most recently, 2 budgies, Sunny, Citrine, and London Blue. Enjoy the cuteness overload from Sean/Cyrenex. So here you go.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh,
I got to pull these over here so you can see them. And I'll show everybody, too. All right, here you go, chat room. You guys can have a look.
Oh, big fluffy baby.
So that's a kitty. I don't know which cat.
Such a pretty cat.
Here is another cat.
For every like pretty cat, there's a gremlin cat.
He looks like an angry, like a sneaky little bastard cat.
Little goblin. Love him.
Let's see. We got...
Gecko.
That's the gecko.
I used to have one of those.
For a second, my brain was expecting another cat, and that just looked wrong.
Like, wait. That's not so right. Weird.
There's the dog. Oh, the puppy. That dog looks like it wants to lick my face. And then those 2 stupid birds.
I love birds.
I hate birds. Birds are weird.
I don't know why you hate birds.
And then no preview available. So there's your look at.
Thank you. Thank you for your pets.
Yeah, so your pets are great.
They bring me joy.
JoyfulPetTimeUSA.com. All right. How about this one? Let's see. Oh, rolling the D. Oh, somebody else corrected us on the whole D20 thing. And this was from, I just want to give them credit. I don't see it. Oh, they sent us a video. All right, you guys, we're trying this out. This is on from some weird phone. Oh, he's just doing this the same thing. Okay. That's awesome.
Oh,
he says he also has Poor Things on Plex. If you want to watch it, you can. It's already on Hulu. I made the mistake of watching a bunch of it. I shouldn't say mistake. I can tell it's an incredibly made film, but it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen so far. It is weird.
Yeah.
All right. We finally have, or not finally, we got a couple more here. What is this? We got somebody named Sophie. That's another cat. Inky Barn Cat, it says.
Inky Barn.
And a dog. Look at this dog.
Oh, big.
Oh, I want to just be with this dog. Can I come over?
Can we bring Ripley? My dog would love
a Would Ripley playmate. Play nice?
Oh, she plays great. She's just so big with the other dogs that
She's
she doesn't
kind of
do
a
great.
Poop lately, though.
She is not.
She's been a real poop.
We should discuss how you treat my dog.
I didn't do anything to your dog. I love your dog.
I know, but
she loves
me. Her and she gets stressed out.
Well, I can't Maybe we'll talk about it. Here's one from to Carter and Scott. Circus peanuts are banana flavored. We get it.
Thank you.
Specifically, the Gross Michael bananas. Okay, there it is again, which are now extinct. So thank you can thank my boyfriend for this fact, Andrea in Colorado Springs. Well, thank you, Andrea.
I know what flavor they are. It's just they don't taste like other banana flavored things.
Oh, I get it.
I wonder if like the medium. That sounds so weird, but like the whatever makes the texture of a circus peanut, because it's not the same as a gummy or a taffy or anything.
Yeah, what are they made of?
Foam.
No, they're more than
I
foam.
I really don't know.
I think it's just blown sugar, like...
Just the way they process them, I feel sugar. Like that might make the difference. Like, okay. Whatever material they are, the flavor is different.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Here's one from Jeannie Soros. After Wednesday's TMS, you briefly talked about drawing skill. Have you considered getting all you artists together that draw and doing drawing lessons on YouTube? I think it'd be really fun to have you and Carter and Dunaway and me and mother people. We have artists around.
We're artists.
Says not even all the time, just spread out so you're not overwhelming by any one person's busy schedule, or as they wrote here, bust schedule.
The bust schedule. Yeah. To Nutley.
I got to take the bus to Nutley. We love that character.
Yeah.
What's her name? Help me.
She doesn't have a name. I don't think.
Is that her name? I'll bet if you look her up on the wiki, she has a name. We're talking about a Silverado. Jeez. Futurama character.
Silverado.
She's that aging old, you know, I don't know what you want to call that. There's a term for that person.
Like an old hooker.
She's not a hooker, though. It's not like a prostitute.
Really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure in certain episodes that she is.
She reminds me of, who do we compare her to? Well, in My Name is Earl, I guess she is a prostitute.
Oh, Miss Patty.
Miss Patty.
Daytime hooker.
It's a little like Miss Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just a weird side character.
I noticed she's in the new Fallout series.
She is?
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
I like her
she's
a whole
great.
Lot.
She's
she was
really
great
cool.
on Breaking Bad as well. She's great.
She's good in everything.
She killed her boyfriend in Breaking Bad with an ATM full of money that they couldn't break into.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, quite the episode.
Purpose?
Yeah, she was all strung out on meth and stuff.
Oh.
Which is how that goes. For the Monday show, I'm with Carter on the Circus Peanuts. They are good. It's from
they
Mrs.
Are
Taffy
good.
Guy, a.k.a. Lowy D. Well, you got another supporter in the group there.
Supporters are correct.
Supporters are sometimes in the ballpark. How about that?
All right. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. We're already getting new ones.
Good. Send more stuff.
Carter is humble, like the Lisan Al-Ghaib would be. She will lead us into green paradise.
They just want to make you happy.
Or it's pissing you. Or maybe it's making you mad or irritating you. Mike P here. This is Pacholik. Carter, did your dad give you the gift from the P.O. box?
Is it the circus peanuts?
I mean, I assume that was what he means.
Yeah.
He sent this before we started. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We got all your stuff, Mike. It was awesome.
It was great. I will eat all of it. But
yeah.
My gosh, you said a lot.
And by the way, these as you can tell, people can write this stuff like as we sit here and talk. So if you'd like to, you can send your messages
send
in
now.
Right now. 801-471-0462. Here's one that says, hey, I was listening to the latest episode and I heard you guys talking about a game where you staff a colony full of clones of yourself. It reminded me of a book called, We Are Bob, where people turn into AI and they replicate themselves to control spacecraft.
I feel like we didn't talk about that.
I think this may have been a different show.
Yeah.
How did I mix this in here?
I don't know.
Oh, no. You know what? This just came in. So here's what I'm going to do. What was this from? Oh, it was Core. Okay, I'm putting in Core.
I was like, I don't remember talking about that.
No. It's just because it's new and I'm grabbing it. Okay, here we go. Pets. Sleeping Beauregard and Violet. This is from Amy.
All right.
And their pets. That's a little sleeping dog there. Oh, these got to be... when these are easier to put up, this will be easier. There we go.
Agreed.
Look at that.
Aw.
That's cute.
That's
right?
So cute.
How come I can't... There we go. I'll shrink it down a little. So that's Beauregard, I assume. And then, oh my gosh, look at that one.
Oh,
I want a little pug monkey thing. What are they called?
Pug
that's not
monkey.
A pug. It's a.
It looks like a
little
chihuahua.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Everyone always says don't do those because they get yippy and loud.
No, chihuahuas are sweet if you treat them okay.
I agree. I want
any
one.
Any dog is sweet if you treat it right.
I don't think your mom could do it. She hates yippy dogs. She doesn't even like regular dogs. She doesn't hate them. She just doesn't.
No, she doesn't enjoy having animals in the house.
She doesn't love them the way we do.
No. It's just not the
cuddle.
Same thing for her.
It's just never been. Her whole life growing up, she's never had this stuff.
Yeah. Like, she's told me she had a dog growing up, but it was like a farm dog. And even her dad was just like, yep, it has a use and that's it.
It has a use case. That's all we'll say about that. Carter, someone has a question for you.
What is your question for me?
Do you like banana flavored baby food?
I don't know if I've ever had one as an adult.
Well, as a kid, you definitely did. Well,
as a baby without memories, yes.
Yeah, we gave you that.
But I don't know.
In the late 90s, early 2000s. Well, no, you would have been... By the time Nick was here, you were 3 and eating regular food, right?
Yeah.
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 You guys want to see something cute? Hold on. You have to indulge me for a moment. Oh,
what is it?
It's that freaking face the baby made the other day. I cannot get enough of it. Here you go. Watch this. How do I... Oh. Okay. Here we go. You guys have to see that. Oh, stop. Okay.
What's happening?
I just want to show them this thing. I think I showed it on TMS, but it's worth seeing again. So this is little Ramona. Baby. Ramona. She's Ramona. What, 3 weeks?
I have no idea. Is she even a three? Month?
No, not even quite a month.
Oh my gosh.
This is Nick's little one. And she did this the other day, and I just think it's the cutest thing. Because look when she smiles. What day when she hears it? Her mama's voice.
Watch. Almost a month.
Watch this.
Yeah. Oh, she's so cute.
So at first she's annoyed. She yawns. And now I look at her. She's like frustrated. Get this light in her face. And then you hear this.
Good morning, Ramona.
And then watch. Oh.
So happy.
And then she goes kind of drunk and cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Watch the end.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird? I was thinking about this the other day, and this applies to like my siblings' kids now.
Yeah. Is that weird to say your siblings have kids?
It's super weird. Especially my younger sibling. That's really weird.
If you think that's weird, imagine being me where...
Your kids have
my
kids?
My kids have kids. Oh, effed up, man.
Here's the thing, though. Frog Pants people...
The people of Frog Pants.
The people of Frog Pants, the ones who've been here since the beginning,
yeah,
and even like anywhere in between, have like watched me grow up. Watch me and my siblings grow up, right?
Yeah. They've watched you grow up. They've watched you throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like straight up, like they have seen all of my awkward faces.
Yeah.
They've seen all the like you can go back and find just the weirdest videos of me as like
photos.
A kid.
We got photos, we got video, we got it all.
All kinds of stuff. And it's freaking weird that a bunch of, not strangers necessarily, some of them are, but basically a bunch of strangers have watched me grow up and now I'm like a full grown adult and that's freaky.
Does it make you feel, are you uncomfortable with that?
I don't know. I feel like I should be.
As part of you, like, oh, that could have been a guy who was staring at me while I was doing scorekeeping on Nerdtacular.
You're weird. Why? Don't make it creepy.
Well, I'm not. That's why I'm asking. It doesn't worry you.
I didn't think about that.
But now you are?
But now I am.
Oh, you don't need to
think
about
it.
Nobody was like that there.
I was just saying that it's weird that a bunch of people I haven't met in my life know more about me than like close family.
It is weird. I'll give you that.
It is weird.
I don't think of it that way because to me, it's just...
Just work.
It's a work. Yeah. It was like work time. So weird. And you guys just happen to be there. And I don't know. That's a weird way of looking at it.
It's odd.
We got a follow-up. Hi. We know Carter doesn't like zombie shows. We do know that.
Yes. This is correct.
But does she like songs about zombies? Like Jonathan Coulton's Your Brains? Yeah. You like that stuff?
Sure.
Okay. Why that's okay and not
I don't know. I already told you. I have no idea what my deal is.
Well, obviously that's a fun parody song, so it's not like it's a scary thing.
And it's not like Plants vs. Zombies doesn't freak me out.
Yeah, like video. And when you are, it's scary games don't freak you out anyway.
No, I don't mind scary games. Most scary games. There's a few that freak me out.
Would you play Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
That's full of zombies.
Me and Nick used to play that, but that one's like, I don't know what it is. I cannot tell you what it is.
I know what it is. You and your brother are playing a game. I think that was even before you saw Zombieland. That's why.
I have no idea.
That's why.
But if you played it now, you'd probably be like, a few things I can play that I'm fine with, but for some reason, a lot of zombies don't freak me out.
No zombies.
Gives me nightmares.
How about the Cranberries with Zombie? You know that song?
Zombie, zombie, zombie.
Oh. Like that?
Oh.
rest in peace. Whose name I don't remember.
Yes.
Singer lady.
Rip.
Carter's coming to Vegas, right? Yes, she is.
Correct.
She'll be in Las Vegas with me and Kim and the rest of you, whoever's going. And we're going to have a good time. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so fun.
Let's see. We got another one here. This is from... Another of Annie's tattoos. Annie. Ooh. Who's Annie? I don't remember.
Someone's got tattoos.
Well, hold on. I'll put it.
Show me.
You want to see the tattoo?
Oh, I was going to update people. Remember how, was it last week? I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a tattoo next week. I don't remember if it was last week.
Was that last week?
I don't remember.
No, you were upset last week because it got canceled because it was Monday.
Did I tell about that on Monday?
You did and you complained. Okay.
I couldn't remember.
You were all upset.
I'm still mad. But I did get rescheduled for April, so it's fine.
What is this? This picture has weirded me out. Here, look at it. Here you go.
What about it? It's a tattoo.
So this is, what's this bit?
That's the before the color.
Oh!
Or it might be a cover-up. Wait, can you make it bigger?
No, not really. That's as big as I can go.
Is it a cover-up tattoo? Because it kind of looks like it's covering up a different tattoo. Kinda. But I can't tell from here. I'm very far away.
I can't tell either. I thought this was all part of the same leg setup. And I'm like, well, something's wrong with the left leg.
You got a weird little extra tiny leg.
Yeah, like a little vestigial tail thing going on.
That's gross.
I didn't like that one bit.
Anyway.
Thank you for that. And that finally catches us up, I think. Let me just make sure.
Did we do it? Caught up?
Holy crap, that was a lot. My goal today was to catch up on that. Because, you know, every week can't be 400 texts. It can be some. And it always will be, right? That's great.
Yeah, we love them coming.
But there are some weeks where I want to go, now, Carter, your generation believes very strongly in the...
why did we turn it into a 60 minutes?
It won't be like that. It'll just be like, we're going to talk about it. Like, I wrote this down. You want to see what I wrote down as an idea for you?
Sure.
All right. Here it is. Hold on. Where is it?
I want to eat more of this candy, but I can't on the show.
I mean, you cannot. Yeah, you're right. You can't.
Can it?
Because it's gross. People don't like to hear you eat when you're on the thing. I can't find where I put it. I made notes and they were great. Let's try over here, shall we? Was this it? No. Is this it? No.
This is super entertaining. I really like this segment.
I want to talk sometime about epic examples of hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy?
Yeah.
Why epic?
I don't know why.
That's epic.
I don't mean epic like the, you know, Fortnite people.
Oh.
They should be known as the Unreal Tournament people, but whatever.
The Unreal Tournament.
Like doth protest too much levels of like, you know,
oh,
that kind of thing.
Like church dudes who end up with like hookers.
Yeah, I just want to see if I, you know, if I had an impact on you in terms of some of that stuff. How about this one? Non-hyperbolic discussions of AI and its various use cases.
Oh.
Stuff that isn't ripping off artists, but other like
interesting.
Your future is going to be full of these cases that we don't even think about right now,
unless all the bombs drop.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it, but no, look at it this way. I was thinking about this at the dentist the other day when he was doing this. He was scanning for this crown he had to put on, and I thought, and I asked him about it too. I said, "This AI is going to be a big deal for you." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Because when you're scanning like that, it's relying a lot on you getting the scan right, and it doesn't fill in the gaps a lot. Like it doesn't correct." But, and he says, "Oh yeah, that's coming. In fact, it's coming soon where AI is assisting in like you scan the tooth. Problem is there's a millimeter you skipped, but we know where that is because of where the other thing is. Ergo, we do the math, boom, bam, bip, the AI fills in the gap." I'm interested in
how often that gap filling could affect something.
What do you mean?
That would be interesting.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say they did this with like full body scans, right? You do like an MRI, but it fills in a couple gaps because the MRI machine didn't quite, just the MRI, right?
It could do an MRI, sure.
MRI machine, is that correct?
MRI, magnetic resonance
imaging machine. Yeah.
Machine.
So, yeah. I'm thinking ATM, anyway.
ATM machine, machine.
Machine, machine. But how you, like, let's say that there was like, it got a couple gaps, but we'll just fill those in because we know what's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
How often do you think that results in something being overlooked?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like they missed it in the actual scan, and because the AI filled it in, they don't double check.
Well, we're assuming that ever happens, that there's ever a time where
I'm just curious.
The doctor still doesn't do his work. You know what I'm saying?
The most accurate. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you're seeing AI as a very, this is why I think it'd be a interesting discussion because you're seeing it as a little half empty. This glass.
No, not at all. I actually think there's really interesting use cases for AI, and I think that it could really up a lot of stuff,
it could like
technology,
up some stuff, yeah,
like all that stuff. It's really cool. I just don't really understand why we're making it draw for us when that's supposed to be the thing we stop working to do?
Well, that's why I'm going to, that's why I want to have that discussion, because I think there's, it's deeper than just AI art sucks. You know, there's more to it. And your future is going to be packed with rubber meets the road, practical use cases for AI that we're not thinking of right
now. I think that stuff's really cool. I just don't like the culture currently around AI bros and
No one likes
the attitude of this is the future. And it's like, but we need to be responsible with that future.
You know what the best thing I've done in the last year? It's I stopped reading any public feed of any social media. Nothing. TikTok and YouTube shorts notwithstanding, because those are just, if something pops I don't care about, flip. I don't have to look at it.
I just don't have the I didn't do this on purpose, but I don't have the what's the word? Attention span.
Right.
For stuff like that anymore.
It's total, and it's good for you that you don't, because it sucks. But here's what I was going to say about that. The reason I bring all this up.
I look at art on Instagram and videos on TikTok.
Here's why I say it, though. This guy, I made the mistake of glancing at my public timeline today.
Terrible idea.
Here's what this guy says, and it just seems so dumb to me.
I don't know why you even look.
Let me tell you what it says. This guy named Dylan wrote, this is after the Academy Awards last night, which you watched.
I did watch, and it was dumb.
He says, Christopher Nolan's next film will undoubtedly be his most important. Dark Knight Rises had massive anticipation following TDK and Inception, and Interstellar had crazy hype following the TDK, the Dark Knight trilogy. But this next one, it's going to be very, very important. Everyone knows who he is now.
I don't know why you look at the public feed.
My point is, that's why I don't.
So don't.
I don't.
Then just don't.
I don't. I hate this.
But you did.
You're missing the point. The reason I'm bringing this up is, this is proof positive that this was the right thing for me to do, because this kind of inane dumbness that people think they're being brilliant.
You know what I want to talk about the Oscars?
Ugh.
How every damn Oscars they make fun of animation. And it pisses me off.
What'd they do this time?
Hostman. Whatever.
You don't like him.
He was not a good...
Carter's not a Jimmy Kimmel fan.
He was telling bad jokes. It's not that. I just don't care. And he was bad at the host joking.
The host joking.
It was not good. Regardless, he said something that was like, anyone else let their kids fill out this ballot for the animation segment?
And it
really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Because they always do this every year. And they crap on animation. They act like, it's just for kids. And then they show the animated shorts.
Yeah.
That whole category, none of those are for children.
But he made a Robert Downey Jr. drugs joke, and that he hasn't been. He went in rehab like 30 years ago.
That's my problem. Is they were all dumb old
fart
boring
jokes. I agree, but that's just this all is stupid. The award shows are dumb.
They're so dumb. Haven't actually watched one in a really long time, so I forgot how stupid they are.
Yeah, but it was fun because you and your friend got to sit and
make fun of it the whole time.
Statler and Waldorf your way through it.
And then go, wow, her dress is so cute. And then why don't the men dress well?
Some of them do.
A couple of them do, but it's always just like, here's a guy in a suit.
Do you know who looked really good?
Who?
I can't think of his name now. Old British actor. Played Gandhi. He introduced the best actor for
Murphy. Again, in a suit.
He looked great, though.
He looked good, but I'm just saying, women are in like these amazing, fancy,
but whose idea is
incredible
that?
Dresses.
Whose idea is that?
What do you mean?
You know what we are? We're peacocks. We're just peacocks. At the end of the day, we're those stupid birds at the zoo. No, I know, but it doesn't matter. My point is, one is being all frilly to attract everybody, and the other one doesn't need to.
I'm saying that men should try harder. Just in general.
I'm just saying, I don't think you change. There is a core animalistic quality to that that I don't think we change.
I disagree.
Why?
Because men historically have worn makeup and fancy robes.
Sometimes.
And fluffy everything.
Sometimes.
I'm just saying that's a cultural issue of, women dress nice and men
are just
boring.
On the overall, that is correct. That is most of history.
Oh my gosh, you need to...
No.
You need to look at history.
No, that's true. If you go back into let's go back into Elizabethan England.
When men were wearing high heels and capes?
Oh, no, they were fancy. Don't get me wrong. But did you see the women during that era?
My point
way fancier.
Not fancier than the men. They had an equal ground fanciness.
Disagree. Hard disagree.
The rich people, for sure, all had equal. They were all wearing all kinds of furs.
We got to have. There's some historians who are like rolling their eyes. We'll dig deeper next episode.
Let's dig deeper next time. Because my point is, why do we have to not, like, why do men not dress up for these things? Go crazy, go nuts. Every time someone does, everyone's like, wow, look at them actually doing something instead of just being in a boring suit because men don't have to do anything.
Well, John Cena dressed down for it.
But stupid.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory about that?
Yes, I did. You told me it.
Did I tell you?
Yeah.
What did I say?
The thing about the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That the idea is if you're in Hollywood and you want to grow or go further, you have to do a sacrifice, humiliation sacrifice.
It's stupid.
And this was his. And he's been working up to it for a long time. And now he'll go on to much bigger things, but he has to do the humiliation
thing. They didn't
do
an invisibility joke, which I'm very surprised by.
No, most people on the internet did, but he didn't.
Yeah.
But the point is, John Cena doesn't need any help.
John Cena!
He's fine. I just want to do that music every time anyone nails his name. Also, he looks like Ernest. The skinnier he gets, the less muscly he is. He looks like Ernest from the Ernest movies. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I failed as a parent. You don't know who. Ernest and who is the guy, the neighbor he bugged all the time? How's it going, Vern? Vern, the neighbor? He would show up and just annoy his neighbor. Like Ernest goes to jail. Ernest goes to
what
camp.
What is this?
You don't know anything about Ernest. What did I do?
I don't know.
You know who the dog is in the Slinky dog in Toy Story.
Yeah,
that's him.
Slink.
Yeah, that's the actor Jim Varney.
Okay,
but he played this character that he was made famous for that really put him on the map, named Ernest P. Worrell.
P. Worrell.
Oh my gosh! How have I never shown you any Ernest?
I don't know. This is crazy. I'm gonna sneeze.
All right, before you sneeze and we end the show, don't do it.
Don't do that, no. Damn it, I hate
it. It worked, didn't it?
Now I'm all stuffy.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a great joke. Listen to this. So hold on, I'm going to pull it back. Let's get some audio. All right, I've read this thing that says, when somebody asks me what you need, so imagine this is Charlize Theron up there talking about Annette Bening, and sure, she's going to win, you know, Oscar nomination and everything. So somebody says, when someone asks me what you need to catch bugs in Animal Crossing, listen.
Annette.
No, I was not expecting that.
I laughed so hard at that.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right,
that.
That's a perfect place to end things on.
All right.
Don't forget, I'm going to read all our patron names. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yay, patrons.
We need sound for this. What do we give? What do we do?
I would love to help, but I have no way of looking at your screen properly.
It's fine. We'll figure that out later. Okay, let's play. This is the Wii Shopping music from the Wii Shopping Network. Remember that? Those were the good days of Nintendo when they put freaking music in their shop.
Dude.
The Switch doesn't have that.
All the Wii music? Fantastic.
Yeah. It's a pretty good time in music. Not necessarily the games, though. Like, in retrospect, the Wii was kind of lame.
Well, it was kind of new.
Yeah, but none of the big hot games were that great. It was not the best version of Mario Kart. Definitely not the best Zelda games.
But it was
games.
Still fun.
Of course it was fun.
And that's all that matters.
I guess so. Oh, it did. What am I saying? It had Wind Waker. No, that's GameCube.
Nope. Derp. It had, what's the one that needed motion control? They just
re-released
it.
Twilight Princess.
Nope.
Yeah, that was on there. Twilight Princess was definitely on there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Both the Wii and the GameCube got it. It was a crossover thing. You can look it up.
I need to confirm.
I'm positive.
What's the other one? Skyward Sword.
Yeah,
that's one that needed all the motion controls.
The Wii business. The Wii business. All right, I'm going to give you these names.
Okay,
listen,
go.
This is probably the only time I'll ever have such a giant list to read. Oh, it'd be nice if we had a bigger list.
It'd be great if we had a big list every time.
This is from patreon.com/Monday Show. No, what is it called?
Monday.
I lost it. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
It's The Monday Show.
Is it The Monday
it's
Show?
It's patreon.com/The Monday Show.
The Monday Show. Thank you.
You're welcome. I only have to keep track of one. You have to keep track of a whole bunch.
Our inaugural member, Jerry Tolbert.
Oh, yay!
Dr. Tolbert. He's not just telling people to turn and cough. He is contributing to things he likes. And I like that.
Yeah,
about him.
That's solid.
So is the people who has to turn and cough. No, that's not true. Okay, goodness, then we go to Thomas Chambers, James Goodrich, not automaton. That's Chuck. I know who that is, but I'd never say the name right.
Not-a-mation.
Dylan Davis, Barry Folk. Always love seeing Barry on here.
Barry.
Franken Chimp, James Grammer. Love him. We'll see him in Vegas.
Yeah.
Leslie Victorine. We'll see her in Vegas. Alex Erickson. Well, I don't know why that name's familiar.
It's a good name, though.
Maybe I'm thinking Eric Alexson. Like Alex Erickson. Anyway.
It's a good name.
Bam Sr. I like that name. That's cool. Dan Fritz, Michael Sepcott.
Sepcot.
I am Sepcot. I am Sepcot.
Frank Andrewitz.
Good job.
I hope I got that right. Hugh Rollison, Carrie, Cosplay Dad, and Modern Kansas Mama. All have joined our Patreon.
I love it.
And
thank you all.
Yeah, there's cool stuff. Well, let's see what you drew during the show. You want to show that
before? Do we really want to show that?
Yeah, let's see.
That should be a post-show thing.
No, let me
see. Yes, because then they'll join the Patreon.
Okay. No. Just me see it. I won't grab it.
Let me just see it.
It's horrifying.
What is going on?
It's weird. I'm trying to practice drawing more.
No, this is good. Why don't
more like sight drawing?
Here's what we should do. Every week we should both doodle something on while the show is done.
It's going to be a lot of drawing you then.
I can draw.
No, I'm saying I'm going to draw you a witch.
Oh, but whatever.
You're in front of me.
Because you're in front of me, sort of. The point is that when that's done, we'll post that up there.
All right.
Then they have a little extra something. So that's even a little extra bonus to being a patron supporter of the show. Go do it today. It's over at patreon.com/themondayshow.
You'll get to see our awful, awful doodles.
That's right. Frogpants.com/Monday for all other things you might need. Okay. It's all linked there.
Monday.
And keep those voicemails and texts coming, 801-471-0462. And chat room, stick around. We'll pick titles here in a minute. Thank you for submitting them to frogpants.showbot.tv. All right. I think we're done. Carter, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
We did it.
That's it? We did it?
Eat circus peanuts.
Eat.
It'll cure what ails you.
Welcome back, Carter.
Okay, great. That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye now.